there was this one night where everybody had left. Mm-hmm. And it was like this moment of silence. And I remember there was this song, and it was a Tupac song, and I played it over and over and over and over. And it was called Better Days. And, you know, I would just listen to it over and over and over for like 2 hours straight. And something happened. It was like at that moment, I knew I couldn't live the way that I was living. I knew that I really didn't want to die. So I was at this crossroads, and I just asked God for help.
So you were having this internal battle.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was an internal battle, and it was a moment where there was no more. I couldn't come up with one more lie to tell myself. Mm-hmm. I couldn't come up with one more excuse, one more plan, one more plot, one more scheme. I couldn't come up with anything that I could. I lost complete faith of myself at that moment. And that was the changing moment.
And what did you do at that point?
So the next day I went to an AA meeting. And either that night or within a week, I ran into a guy who I knew from when I was going to AA when I was younger. And I noticed that something was different about him, and he talked weird. I mean, his language was, I mean, it was the English language, but the words that he put together were words that put together that I'd never heard. And so I became intrigued by him because I couldn't figure him out. I've always had this thing where I want to figure out, I want to understand. So that way, when you talk to me, I know what you're talking about. But he was just talking for a whole different language, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. And he turned out to be this Buddhist sensei. And, ultimately, he was able to help me realize that I was a spiritual person, and he was able to help me to realize that it wasn't about anything that anybody had ever done to me. It wasn't about the fact that I didn't have a mom or I didn't have a dad or I didn't have any of that. But the biggest problem was me. And that was the changing moment in my life, was when he helped me to realize that I was the problem, but even greater than that, that if I was the problem, that meant that I could only be my own solution.
Yeah. And once you realize that, it's very, very powerful. But what was going on in your head and in your emotions at this point?
It was very freeing. I think it was one of the most freeing moments ever, even more so than the moment of clarity, because there was a lot of freeing. I felt free after that moment of clarity, like I could stop, I could give up, and I didn't have to fight anymore, to a small degree. But when he told me that and it made sense to me and it clicked, it was a whole different level of surrender. Because he told me that nothing else around me had to change for me to be happier, to find happiness. It was just freeing. It was freeing. And I realized that I had been fighting all the wrong people, that I had been blaming all the wrong people. And all I had to do was really look inside and understand myself and really figure out who I was.
And that's really not an easy thing to do.
It's not easy to do at all. And the hardest part is that most people really don't want to do it because it's hard to face truths about yourself.
It is.
The hardest thing in the world is to face the truth that you're not perfect.
And when was this?
15 years ago.
So 15 years ago, you faced yourself, you faced truth. You confronted that void within yourself, and you've been doing great things since. Man, that's a very powerful story. I'm glad you're out there talking to everyone about it and putting it out in the world and doing the things you're doing, because it just shows, you know, a lot of people don't, and we lose a lot of people, you know, to the disease and to death and all types of things because they never come to that realization that you are able to.
Yeah.
So it's awesome, man. Honestly, super powerful. I'm almost speechless at how far you've come. I'm proud of you, if that means anything to you.